Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I know it's not, but whenever you play this song, it sounds like the beginning of Friends theme. This song?
Yeah.
It sounds like the beginning of the Friends theme whenever he plays it first.
Really?
To me, it does.
Mm. I don't hear that.
I don't care.
Did you work the Bedford Stallone?
Is
that in the song?
Yeah.
Walk
through Boston's combat zone, walk through Bedford Stallone.
Tough thing about this show is we aim for insults and it's hard to land because nobody really cares.
We all just laugh at them.
You know what I mean? It's hard to land the insults. Hey, I don't hear that. That was your insult to me. My response, I don't care, and it's a laugh.
You know, the other thing that helps with this is we all know each other well enough. You know when I'm really trying to get, there's no vitriol behind this. There's no anger. Oh, yeah, you start some fight.
Like the one day you really got angry, I said, my bad, man.
Oh, you did?
And then you gave back.
And I apologized like 10 times. Rob said, Rob came in and made a joke like just like any other day, this is why I apologize so much. It's fair game.
Yeah.
The stuff that we talk about is fair game. He didn't say anything out of pocket. It's just something that happened that morning or that night. And I snapped at him. I was like, you don't know what the hell. He was like, huh? And then I sat here. I was like, oh.
A couple of years ago, you said something to me. And I made believe I was offended, and you felt so bad, and I was just kidding.
Yeah, and then you left me on, red or something after I said something back, and then he told me he was messing with me when he came back to work. Like, I'm coming in Monday, I was like, I just started on this show, I pissed off Ed. I mean, I make jokes like this all the time, I can't believe that's the one that got him.
I learned, years ago, I said something on text, and he called me Cupcake or something. And you would have thought he insulted my family. And I went after him, and his response was, I'm sitting here laughing at you. And I read the text again.
I read
the text again thinking, you MF-er. So what was it? The last week, I said something. He responded, pumpkin. So that was already in the back of my mind. So I said to him, I don't like pumpkin. He said, well, sweet potato. I said, that's better. that recall moment. Okay, I know where he's going with this. You're not going to get me again. I know it's like 4 years ago, but you're not going to get me again.
But the other thing that I think people have to realize is when someone is picking on you or like trying to get under your skin, and you know when that's happening.
Yeah.
If you ignore it or laugh at it, like it doesn't bother you, they eventually stop because they're not getting out of it what they want.
When does it stop?
Eventually.
410-583-1057 is the number. What has to go right, Ed Norris, for the Ravens to win this football game?
Offensive line has to play well. They're going to have to score a lot of points. And they're going to have to dominate the time of possession. Keep the ball. The best defense is truly a good offense in this situation. Keep the Bengals offense off the field. Keep the Ravens offense on the field. Score a lot of points, eat up a lot of clock, dominate the game, run the ball. That's how they're going to win. But the offensive line has to play well. Derrick Henry can't have people in his face as soon as he gets the handoff.
Facts.
He can't.
Facts.
Yep. I'll co-sign on what Ed said. I mean, it's turnovers. It's goofy things happening in special teams. And we all know this. Like, the Ravens have been fortunate and unfortunate in different situations with the way that the ball bounces. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ball bouncing on the ground in a key moment, it pops right back up to Zay Flowers, yeah. and he keeps running.
And then the Marlins fumble, knock the punch out yeah. this week.
And then you get the other side of it, Zay going into the end zone and fumbling through the back in the playoffs, mm-hmm. or, you know, seeing three forced fumbles and that they recover all of them. So I think that's the type of stuff that could cause them to lose. But ultimately, I think if they lose turnovers. This game, it's their fault.
It's turnovers. If they don't turn the ball over, they win this game. Period. You can't give Joe Burrow. That's why I'm concerned with Joe Burrow. He's the type of quarterback that can take advantage of all your miscues. You give him extra possessions, he's going to score on those extra possessions. He's that kind of guy. Say what you want. Joe Burrow's that dude.
Yeah.
He has no defense whatsoever, and I understand that. That's why you got to take advantage of that. You got to score. You can't give him the ball. You can't give him extra possessions. If they turn the football over more than once, they might lose this game. I'll give them one. Hopefully none. Give them one. But they turn it over more than that, they might lose this football game.
You know, the other thing, I mean, obviously all the things we're talking about are what causes teams to lose, whether it's, again, goofy things on special teams, a kickoff return, a punt return for a touchdown. I mean, we had the Jets had two of them in one game this year. I think it was in the same quarter, actually.
A punt and a kickoff return.
Yeah.
Is that when the head coach was marching?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yes.
That's when he was happy in that moment. Just that singular incident this year. But no, it is. Penalties is the other thing. If you're constantly playing behind the sticks, then you're making life difficult on yourself. And so far,
that's kind of Raven-like, though.
Yeah.
They get a lot of penalties. That's one of the things I think they can, you know, withstand because they're so used to it. They get a lot of penalties.
Yep. A ton.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Daily Line with Jeremy Kahn. Lots to talk about at 9:30. But on the other side, WJZ-TV's anchor Rick Ritter joins us. That's right. Friday is now Wednesday on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
9:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Rick Ritter. Good morning to you, Rick.
Rob, Jeremy, Ed, how we doing?
Doing right. Well, man. I know it's a little weird for you on a hump day Wednesday to treat it like Friday, but football is in the air.
Football is in the air, and what a slate we have for Thanksgiving. This is one of the best Thanksgiving slates we've had in a long time,
sure
right?
Sure is, yeah.
Jeremy was saying the only really good games ought to seem like tomorrow.
Yeah, like Sunday's games suck.
Oh, Sunday's horrible.
Yeah.
Sunday's when you need to get out and do whatever shopping you want to do or grocery store, all that jazz. Tomorrow, don't move from the couch.
The best game on Sunday is Indy versus Houston. I mean, that should
That Houston defense is legit, as you know. That's going to be a good one, but that's about it.
All right, Rick, I know you love college football, man. Pennsylvania got it. You are. So what's a better football tradition now with the NFL going three games on Thanksgiving or New Year's Day with college football?
Oh, man, that is a good question. Look, I love college football. I do. But there's something about just sitting around with the family, Thanksgiving football, NFL. It takes you back to, like, being a kid, man.
Childhood,
I
know for me, it was.
Yeah, watching Randy Moss run up and down the field, you know, 100-plus yards, touchdowns all over the place. Those are great memories, and just being able to continue to make those and live in the moment with your family.
It's a generational thing. Yeah, I was thinking more like Bob, I was thinking more like Bob Hayes and Greg Landry of the Lions, but
hey, everybody's got their own memories. There's nothing wrong with that.
Bob Lilly. Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Are those real people? let him have his memories. He's a couple of years away from losing it.
Let me enjoy it while I have it.
Hey, Rick, no, I was just going to say, like, looking at the games, your Eagles are playing Friday. You know, it's been kind of an interesting season, that huge collapse against the Cowboys. What do you make of Friday's game?
Look, tough Bears team coming to town. You know, Ben Johnson has just done a phenomenal job in Chicago. It's so funny. Everybody was ready to write off Caleb Williams after 1 year. You get the right coach who comes in there, the right offensive mind. He starts to learn the offense a little bit and get more comfortable, and then all of a sudden the Bears are sitting at 8-3 and they're putting points on the board. And the defense is playing great too. It's a tough test for Philly. Philly's got a lot of problems right now. You know, I've been telling you guys for weeks, the offensive line, they're just banged up. The reason they were so successful last year is because they controlled the line of the scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Saquon could do whatever he wanted to do. They cannot get that run game going, kind of similar to Baltimore right now. I mean, their offensive line is in way better shape, but just not playing up to that standard of last year where they were the elite offensive line in the league. They got some problems. They got to figure it out. To me, in the NFC, and I've been saying this for probably the last 6 weeks now, the Rams are the team to beat. I don't think anybody looks better than the Rams. Agreed. Both sides of the football, young defense, fast. They can fly around. They are just flat out dangerous. And what Matthew Stafford is doing, there's no way in hell he is not MVP right now.
The best team in football.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Here with Rick Ritter, WJZ TV, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Rick, what about the Ravens game? I mean, everyone's assuming the Ravens are going to roll, you know, and we are. We all picked them to win. But if they don't score a lot of points against this is the worst defense in the NFL. It may be the worst defense in NFL history the way they're going. What do you consider an acceptable number of points for the Ravens to score in this game?
You know, I've been thinking this week, if this was the Philly media and the way that we overreact to everything up in Philly, what type of questions would be directed at Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh right now? Mm-hmm. And how different would it be that we would just be piling on, not taking any of this sugarcoating as acceptable answers? Lamar has an issue. And is it injuries? Is he that banged up? The offensive line is an absolute nightmare. I mean, look, obviously I'm invested in this team. You know, I've been covering them for years. It is beyond frustrating watching what I'm seeing right now. How much of it is it injuries? How much of it is, you know, maybe contract based? Lamar wants a new deal. I mean, there's a lot of things that are being floated around out there. You guys hear the same stuff that I hear. He's not healthy. And when he's not healthy, he can't be a threat at that mesh point. Nobody thinks he's going to run the football. Nobody thinks he's going to take off. Quite frankly, he can't take off. We saw that. And that makes that offense one-dimensional. And that's why they can't get the run game going, because they're just stuffing the box and they're waiting for it. And Lamar, I mean, I think he's banged up because he's missing throws that he normally doesn't miss. Like, you guys have heard me rant and rave about how much he's improved as a passer over the years. He's missing easy throws. I mean, he just doesn't look comfortable. Yeah. But when he's not a threat, I mean, it takes that dynamic away from the offense. And it really is a nightmare. That offensive line just, I mean, horrible. Call it what it is. So defensive-wise, the defense is going to have to win this game, because I don't think that they're going to put up a lot of points. I mean, if he wasn't healthy 3 days ago and he looked like that, what makes us think that it's going to make that much of a difference on a short week? I just don't see it happening. Defense has to step up. And then on the offensive side of the ball, I mean, look, if they can somehow get the run game going a little bit, take advantage of the tight end situation. Cincinnati, I think, gives up the most yards and TDs to tight ends in the league. They struggle to cover that position. Quick three-step, get rid of the ball fast. You don't want Lamar back there long. Hopefully Mark Andrews and Isaiah likely can feast so that you can put up your 20 points on the board or whatever it is. And then on the defensive side, Joe Burrow's first game back. T. Higgins not playing is huge for this team because they can just go out there. You double Jamar. I'd bring the house on Joe every single play, make him uncomfortable with that toe, and try to make those other guys other than Jamar win one-on-one.
Yeah, I mean, something I saw in my research and watching some stuff, you talk about the Bengals not being able to cover tight ends and how bad they are. Like Pat Freiermuth, remember that Thursday night when the Steelers lost? Pat Freiermuth.
Oh, yeah, that long touchdown.
Well, he had like 14 like receptions. He had the most ridiculous game because their outside linebackers can't cover anyone in the flat. And they just kept beating them to death and going around them, behind them. It was unreal to see how slow their linebackers are.
I think we forget sometimes, too, just because of the way that the season's been going. But to me, the Ravens have the best tight end duo in the league. Like, not only get Mark Andrews involved in this game, get Isaiah Likely. And I jump back to what I just said. It has to be three-step, getting rid of the ball fast. This line cannot protect. Get the ball out quick. You don't want him standing back there wrong because you know that he can't scramble either. So, yeah, I mean, Freiermuth had a monster game. I remember watching that. It was an offensive shootout because Flacco went nuts that night too. So that's a perfect example of what they can't cover. Last week, Hunter Henry went for $115 against them. New England, he had a touchdown. Utilize the tight ends. That's what this game plan should focus on. Three-step game, getting the ball out quick.
All right, Rick, give me a score and a winner.
Man, again, they're lucky T. Higgins isn't playing because I think that they would really have to put some points up on the board to win this, but I don't think that's the case. You know, Burrow's first game back. Again, if they can get the pressure, I'm going to go division game. I think it's going to be close. I'm going to go Ravens 21, Bengals 17. Low scoring fifth there, and it's going to be a chilly one too. Are you guys going?
No.
Negative.
Jeez, shot it right down. Nobody's moving. Who's cooking? Rob, are you cooking?
I'm cooking.
What's the go-to?
Who's going to be sober?
I do a cornbread stuffing.
That's the real question.
Yeah, I mean, you already have two football games at that point. I'm sure nobody's going to be drinking.
Yeah, I do a cornbread stuffing that people love. I used to do the mac and cheese, but my daughter is better at that now, I admit.
Cornbread stuff, nice, man. Did you bring some in for the guys?
No.
The studio?
No.
It's not even Thanksgiving yet. How am I going to bring you the food before we eat it?
I ain't even thankful until I get it.
Oh.
You weren't even feeling good. You had every opportunity. You were at home this weekend. You could have, you know, just laid low.
He only thinks about himself.
Rob, is that true?
Yes.
I don't hear him denying it.
Hey, Rick, what's he got going on this week, man?
Purple pregame show tomorrow on WJZ. I'll have your news, your weather, your sports tonight, 5, 7, and 11. And then we'll be back at Jimmy's in a week and a half for the Purple Playbook show. But likely, of course, live from the Tailgate tomorrow, the place to party for the pregame show.
Thank you very much, my man. Enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you very much. You too. Enjoy your time with your families. I appreciate you guys and the great work that you do. Stay safe and have fun, all right?
You too, man.
Thanks, man.
Joe LaCroix's Encore at 9:45, but on the other side is Jeremy Kahn in the Daily Line.
Yeah, last night, another one of those 2 and 3 in my top plays. Felt like we deserved better in the college football game. I'll talk about that, but ton of stuff. Got Thanksgiving plays. I've got Saturday, Sunday. Hell, we even got Friday plays. Some of my favorite plays are on Friday. We'll get into all the games, what you should look for. And maybe I don't have to get into Saturday and Sunday yet. We'll do that on Friday, but I'll get into Thursday all games right as well. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Lowry on the move. Lowry open. Tev, there he goes. Touchdown, Western. Broncos with their first lead. 33 yards for the QB. He slides over the direct. Snap it to Buckley. Pounds it up the middle. Touchdown, Western.
There you go. That's courtesy of ESPN. And, yeah, that game pissed me off. It's 31-7 going in the fourth quarter. So it's a blowout. And what happens? Of course, one team's just running the ball, wants the clock, go and get the hell out of Dodge with their win. Well, they end up giving up two backdoor touchdowns, including one at the two-minute mark. And again, this is part of football. It's game flow. We talk about game theory all the time of how's the game going to play out. And to me, that's a kind of a backdoor overcover there, the way it went. But again, lose that game. It wasn't fun. We had a couple other games last night that I had Iowa State in the afternoon, went my way. I talked about Maryland and Gonzaga and like, what are you guys doing? Just bet Gonzaga tonight. And they won by, was it 39? I mean, it was a big, big
39,
win. Yeah. Just they scored 100 and so did Michigan last night. I had the Michigan under, so that wasn't any good. I don't want to talk about that one. I don't want to bring it up. And then, you know, in the NHL, I missed my play there. I had the under, and hell, one team scored 8 goals, so it didn't even matter. That being said, I got a lot today, and as Ed pointed out, it's Monday morning quarterback on a Friday, so I'll throw some Saturday and Sunday stuff at you guys as well. Now, let's just dive right into today. NHL, I like Columbus. I like Nashville and Detroit to go under the 5.5, and Montreal and Utah to go over 6.5. I had something written down here. Huckleberry Shake. Who brought up Huckleberry? Was that?
Lee Sterling.
Yeah, because I was going to tell him I had a Huckleberry Shake at a men's rest stop once. Is that the same thing?
No.
Oh. All right. In the NBA, I like the Knicks and the Hornets to go over the 238.5. San Antonio and Portland to go over the 239.5, and Minnesota and OKC to go under 227.5. Don't forget, it's still NBA Cup games. Last night's games were just absurd. 2 blowouts. And, I mean, the Lakers just went off. By the way, that Luka trade is going to go down as one of the worst trades in sports history. You traded Luka for Mr. Glass.
Yeah. It was stupid at the time.
Look at him. Now he got skinny Luka busting everyone's ass. In college hoops, I like Michigan to knock
motivated
off.
Motivated him.
I like Michigan to knock off Gonzaga. Memphis and Southern
Gonzaga.
Illinois. Gonzaga, too. I like them to beat both of them. Memphis and both Southern Illinois over the total. And I don't normally do this. I think Louisville is taking their opponent behind the woodshed and painting their back porch red. I mean, this is blow. They're favored by 42.5. I think they win by 60. So
60.
They're just gonna
42.5.
The only issue with
Is their opponent? You didn't even mention them.
Who are they playing? No, I didn't even write down their opponent.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, here, I'll get to it 1 sec. But with all that being said, yeah, this is a spot where you hope Louisville is getting that lead and that their backups are still better than the other team's starters, because this is what we're going to run into, right? Like a situation where you're up 30, do you care? Because they're definitely going to be up a ton. It's just a matter of, do they end up closing out? Oh, they're playing the New Jersey Institute of Technology.
Oh.
Yeah. The State Harmon Institute of Technology? The Sandwiches? No, they're playing NJIT.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah. That's who they're playing. They're going to beat them by. They're going to beat them by 50.
That bad to you?
I mean, it's just they're not good. This is a total. This is the difference when you're looking at talent wise of what you're going to see. The disparity in talent between these two teams is great.
I'm going to give a play out.
Yeah, what do you got?
Rangers over the Hurricanes. Rangers they're not playing very well this year, but they're unusually good on the road. They're 9-4-1 away.
Wow. All right, we'll have to remember this one. I'm going to write down Rangers too and see what happens. All right. Now, as far as the rest of the week. So tomorrow, if you've listened to me, you may have picked up on some stuff. I like the Packers. I like the under in the Cowboys-Chiefs game. I love the over in the Ravens game. I love Isaiah Likely tomorrow night. I think he goes over his props. I bet him this past Sunday. They targeted the hell out of him, but Lamar just couldn't get the ball there. Mm-hmm. What Rick Ritter said is factually correct about how tight ends have absolutely destroyed the Cincinnati Bengals. And not even good tight ends. Like, you have average guys in this league that are putting up 80 yards on them, 100 yards, and you're going to see more of that. And I think this is the game that Likely goes off. Bet him for an anytime touchdown. I like him over his yardage. His yardage is like 20-some yards. He's going to get that on one play if Lamar connects with him, because he was open multiple times this past game. Now, as far as Saturday and Sunday and Friday go, I'm going to be on the under in the Bears-Eagles game. On Thursday, I'm on the Memphis Navy under. That's the only college football game. On Friday, Texas will knock off Texas A&M. Texas is going to beat them this weekend. I love Georgia against Georgia Tech. And you know me, I've been saying something's off with Georgia. Georgia Tech, the shine doesn't come off that thing, man. It's not the same. Like Haynes King to score an anytime touchdown, and this is a guy that scores 2 or 3 a game, is -140. I don't know that. I think this might just be a blowout. They're favored by 14. They just might take them and beat their ass. I like the Ole Miss over. I like the Utah over. Ole Miss, the Egg Bowl. I think we see a ton of points on Friday. And on Saturday, I'm still like diving into Saturday's slate, but there wasn't a ton that like really jumped out at me. I liked a bunch of games on Friday. Saturday had some of the, it's kind of like what we talked about with Thanksgiving, having the really good games. And then Saturday's got, I mean, it's good games. Don't get me wrong. You still have things like NC State, UNC, Wisconsin, Minnesota, you know, some rivalry games, UCF and BYU, but BYU's favored by 18.5. Not a lot to love here. I will say this. I think Kentucky keeps it close against Louisville, and I wouldn't be surprised if they knocked them off. Don't forget, Ohio State hasn't won in five games. Do you think they're going to win this one? They're favored by 9.5 in that spot. And on top of it, there's a couple other games this weekend. Maryland's getting 4.5 in their game. South Carolina favored over Clemson. I told you, Clemson's a tough button to push, but I like them. And I think Tennessee and Vanderbilt, we see some points in that matchup. No thought really on Alabama, Auburn. What's your take on that, Rob?
Alabama, Auburn?
Yeah.
I got Alabama boat racing them.
Because they're only favored by 5.5 on the road, and they just had their letdown because it looks like they're going to miss the playoffs.
That was it. That was the letdown right there.
Yeah, but I'm saying if your now season is over.
Right, you're not playing for anything.
You think they're going to miss the college football playoff?
They might. I mean, there's
that's why you got to win. Okay. They ain't over. That's why you got to win.
That spread in a rivalry game gives me pause with 5.5, so I didn't touch it. And then on Sunday.
What's South Carolina's favorite by?
2. They're going to do what they always do?
They're going to lose.
Yeah. That's what I believe, too.
Remember the time I said they were going to lose and they didn't?
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to lose, I'm telling you. Why? And don't, listen, do me a favor, folks. Don't be inboxing me, asking me how I feel. How I feel like they ended in a why. That's what they've done to me my entire Gamecock life. They've disappointed me.
You're
I just
okay?
love them. I love you. You all right? Yeah, you all right? I hope you ain't put no money on it. I told you not to.
There are, just going with the NFL real quick, I like the Raiders and Chargers to go under their total, the Giants and Patriots to go under their total. I am going to be on, I mean, there's some just really bad games. I told you, I like the Jets to actually win outright. My top play this week, Cleveland plus 5 points. It's one of the livest dogs you're going to see with San Francisco coming off of Monday Night Football.
So do they win or do they cover?
I think they definitely cover. I think there's a really good shot that they win. And then we got to hear the Shador fans for another week telling you how he's going to be the greatest ever.
Well, what do great teams do?
They cover.
So Cleveland would be a great team if they cover.
Yeah. I love Cleveland this week as my favorite play. I can't believe how disgusting does that even sound? And as I said before, Pitt is the right spot. Buffalo, the better team. You can do with that what you want because that game scares the hell out of me. There you go. My favorite plays today, by the way, I do love Michigan. I love the under in the Nashville-Detroit game, the over in Montreal, Utah, Columbus. And I like New York and Charlotte to go over their total in Memphis and Southern Illinois.
Real quick, you got to live right today. Noon, ESPN, Vandy, Western Kentucky. TNT at 1, Syracuse, Iowa State. Also at 3:30, TNT, Notre Dame, Houston. So you get some afternoon basketball. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Man, I'm kind of upset because I went to Wegmans yesterday. They didn't have the regular cranberry sauce is the one thing that I forgot to get. They only had the whole cranberry sauce.
Yeah, I like the one with the rings in it. Like,
yeah.
The jello.
They didn't have any.
Yep.
But I don't eat it. It's just for the kids eat it. I keep calling them kids. They are my kids.
Yeah.
They eat it, but I got to find some. For anybody knows where they have the regular cranberry sauce, like Eric says, the ring, the one that you have to shake the can.
That's in any grocery store.
I tried 3 grocery stores yesterday. They didn't have it.
You didn't try the right ones.
You're probably right. That's why I'm asking.
Which ones did you go to?
The wrong ones.
Yeah, then go to the other ones.
I went to a Giant, Safeway, and Wegmans.
I'm going to do the squirrel moment, one of the funniest things ever. our salespeople trying to come back. There's, I think the Deep Eddy people are here.
Uh-huh.
And so our salesperson's trying to run back, and the doors get ready to shut. I've never seen that person run faster trying to grab it because they don't have the badge to get back here.
You want to see it run faster? Drop a dollar bill.
It's funny because it's true.
Yeah, I'm so red. I love when you laugh
so
like
good.
That.
So good. It's like, I wish people knew more about the people in this building.
Oh, they're gonna.
They're gonna.
Yeah. You're gonna find out.
And that's the encore for the day, Ed.
Encore brought to you by the Lion's Den. Get in there, please. Seriously, perfect time to do it. I mean, just, you know. Bring your A game to the bedroom. You can't mess this up. And this is the perfect opportunity to, you know, you could do like, oh, yeah. To, you know, oh, I can't believe we're doing this. Do that.
Yeah.
Push the limits a little bit. Don't make the turkey the only thing that gets trussed up tomorrow.
Yeah, tag Ed in.
Yeah, hey.
He ain't tagging out.
Hey, I'm free.
That's like
seriously.
That's like the worst blunt rotation would be with Ed in the bedroom, right? I ain't passing. I ain't done with her yet.
LionsDen.com. Check them out. And there's a bunch of locations in the region. Go into the stores. They're fun. The people are knowledgeable. They're really friendly. Check them out.
It's one of those days. They said today is the busiest day for bars. If you want to watch sports and go to the bars, you can do them both. College basketball begins on ESPN at noon. Or if you just want to be home and you start your cooking like I'm going to have to do, you know, you got all day of college basketball. I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. It seems like the last few years, college basketball has really taken over Thanksgiving, leading up to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
NFL does that day, but leading up to it, the tournaments have been outstanding. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Ed Norris?
I learned there's a couple of people I missed when I gave my shovel today. Mm-hmm. I gave it to people who just completely gouging the public now. Southwest Airlines, you guys suck. Let me tell you, this has been, it used to be a discount airline. It was fun. You $99 here, $39 here. I had return flight. I looked at return flights from Sarasota when I was there this weekend. The little one, the cheaper ones were X. And by cheaper, I mean $431 one way. You know what the flights were? $674.
Coming back
one way. Coming back. And what really pisses me off is it's open seating. So you can't tell me like the seat, you know, in aisle 3 costs $600 and aisle 30 costs $300. It's open seating. You sit where you want.
Do they still have open seating?
Yes. They haven't changed a damn thing except charging you for bags now. I mean, they're gouging people. It's like, how? How is it possible for a $1,200 flight to Sarasota, Florida, round trip? Are you people out of your minds? And then Rofo jumped in. Air is no longer free at Royal Farms. You got to pay for air there.
Really?
Yeah. That's a safety issue. That's a vacuum in your car. If you have low air pressure in your tires, it's dangerous. You have to air them up. Now they're charging for air. What if your credit card doesn't work?
I've had low pressure in my tire for about 6 months. Is that bad?
It's bad.
Oh.
Yeah, get it fixed. Go to Royal Farms.
Okay.
It's only $250.
You got a dollar I can borrow?
Yeah.
I'm not going to drop it.
No, Joe, you said the open seating ends with Southwest soon?
January 26th.
Okay. They said that for this year for May. Is it really? Finally?
Yeah, that's what it says.
All right, we'll see. We shall see.
We shall see. Now, today,
it'll be $1,000.
We shall overcome.
Right? Today is National Jukebox Day. It's always the day before Thanksgiving. Probably because DJs don't want to work. Bars. You play the jukebox. Shut up. Today is also National Cake Day. What's your favorite cake, Jeremy?
You know what? I'm gonna go.
You are the baked goods guy.
I'm gonna go with a traditional yellow or butter cake just by itself. Sometimes you'll get it with the chocolate frosting.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite cake. But I mean, look, you can't go wrong with pretty much anything out there. Red velvet's nice every once in a while, but I'm your traditional yellow butter cake type.
I'm strawberry cake guy. Strawberry.
You like shortcake
cake? With the strawberry icing? No, just regular strawberry cake. That's my favorite.
Really?
Yep.
Italian cheesecake.
My mom used to make it every Christmas.
Italian cheesecake. It's a little lighter than regular cheesecake. Yeah. It's ricotta cheese.
Yeah,
and it's just delicious. Not too sweet. It's a little. It's really delicious.
I got to get some cupcakes from my cousin's place. They have a strawberry crunch one that I think you would love.
Really?
Yeah. It's out near you. They're in Heavenly Grace.
Really?
Yep.
I can't believe he lives up that
Taste
way.
Taste delight, huh?
I can't believe he lives up that
way. I just can't either. What are the days we got?
I already said day.
What's the birthday?
That's it. Can you let me go?
I'm trying to get out of here, man. I'm off tomorrow.
We go when we go. All right. Today is Harry Carson's birthday. He grew up with my aunt in Florence, South Carolina. He turns 72 years old today. Dale Jarrett turns 69 today. Mario Ellie. Is it Ellie or Ellie?
Ellie.
Ellie used to play for the Rockets. He turns 62 today. Also played for...
I hated him.
Somebody else. Sean Kemp turns 56 today. And one of my favorite boxers. You guys aren't going to believe this. No one wanted to fight Winky Wright. His style was so unorthodox, man. I love Winky Wright. The day he turns 54.
He would mix it up.
Yeah, so. He would. Yeah, he would. Hey, why are you laughing?
Winky makes me laugh.
I'm sure it does. And Winky. Harold Reynolds and former pitcher Chuck Finley share birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Chuck Finley.
Jeremy?
Give me old White Snake. I'll take Chuck Finley.
Edward?
I guess I should. I was going to, but I'll... All right, I'll stay with Finley.
You going to stay with Finley? Yeah. Today, Chuck Finley turns 63. Harold Reynolds, 65. You're all wrong.
That's what I get for going with you.
I thought you were going to go the opposite way.
I was.
That's what you normally do.
Yeah. Well.
I just fade the public.
Every spring I
fade
tell.
Fade Jeremy.
Every spring I tell my best one-liner, it's amazing. Amazing. One liner. Jesus.
I got it.
My autobiography isn't selling very well. Story of my life. Pirate walks into a bar with a paper towel on his head. The bartender said, "What's up with the paper towel?" He says, "Arr, I've got a bounty on me." What's the least spoken language in the world? Sign language. I ate a kid's meal at McDonald's this morning. His mother was furious. Well, here's a good one for you. The first thing a man looks at in a woman is her heart. The fact that her boobs are blocking the view isn't our fault.
That's true. I mean, yeah. That's people are mistaken.
Oh, one more. I've got to prepare for a big boat paddle sail tomorrow. It's a huge ordeal. Huge ordeal. Hey. Back again. Friday.
Vinny and Haiti up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Wednesday. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.